She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Personalized temperatures keep you in deep sleep longer, so you wake up refreshed. Learn more at 8sleep.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? I was so amazed at how he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube.
I think we should call a doctor.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Pittsburgh Public Schools, it's a frustrating discussion. I get annoyed because they know they have too many empty buildings. They know they don't have enough students. They know they have poor test scores. They know they have declining population and they're losing the public trust. And I feel I pick on my guest because he listens and because he's really good at this and because he's an optimist and because he's hopeful. But what annoys me is they've known this for 10 years. And then they rejected what is called this Future Ready plan to close 9 schools, maybe even more. And then they reject the idea to reject the plan to reject the schools. And then what they do is they elect two, because the old members don't want to take the heat for it, and they dump it on the new members. And then the new members come in and take a big vote to study the same thing they've studied now for 10 years. And it becomes this annoying to me. That's why James Fogarty with A-plus schools is so good. It becomes this annoying, frustrating, aggravating commentary that almost becomes like the ignorant movie Groundhog Day. But James, well, I love him, is an optimist and sees hope. And he joins me. Do you not, sir? You see hope here. Do you not?
Marty, that framing is like, I want to give you a hug, man. It's okay. Like, I feel like there is, yes, I think a lot of the things you said right there are true, right? They know that they have to close buildings. They know that students aren't getting the kind of resources and supports that they deserve across every building. They know that access to opportunity, you know, there were 10 schools that didn't have algebra.
Hold on, so stop there, because he's right. He's always right. This shocked the hell out of me. I was telling my wife this. If I go to a school in Lebo and my kid can't take algebra, I'm snapping. But there were 10 schools in Pittsburgh that didn't even offer it to the damn kids, which, by the way, James, is a disgrace, right?
I mean, it's the challenge of having small schools, damn. Right? Like, you're right. It is, there's just not enough students, and then the logistics of trying to get that student who could qualify into a class.
But hold on, it's embarrassing, and it's not
well. And it's exactly why the superintendent and the board were saying we need to close schools and have bigger middle schools so kids can have access to algebra no matter where they live in the city.
Then what the hell is it? Why does this board let the public say, "But can't close my school," and they go, "Okay, cool. We'll go home. We'll start this again."
I don't know. Talk to city council people when they try and close fire stations. It's hard. This stuff is hard.
Not for
and
adults.
As you pointed out, though, right? Like, there were new board members coming on. All of the board members that were present a couple weeks ago when they made the vote, voted yes to reopen this process, which gives me some hope, right? Because they recognize the problem. They're not shirking away from it. They are moving forward on trying to get it done. I think there's a good plan in place that needs tweaks that will get the feedback of the new board members. But my hope is we will see school closures and consolidations that lead to kids having right resources, right supports, and access to opportunities across every building, getting a solid foundation starting in 2027.
James, and that means, like, we're gonna have- so it's going to take a year to get this done?
Yeah. So like what they'll have to do is pull together the plan, do another vote, and make tweaks to what the existing plan. They have a lot that they can work from, though. They're not starting from scratch. They're starting from a solid plan. And I think they're already putting in place folks like a deputy superintendent that's just going to be in charge of the plan and the closures and the communications. So that's a good step. So yeah, I think we'll see consolidations. And my hope is, Marty, like this little delay actually gives us an opportunity to do it right.
I thought it was right the first time. It was right the first time, man.
Look, that would have been the case, but we didn't have the board votes to do it, right? So let's get it right now. Let's get it right for all the board members, and let's get it right for this community. And I think that's possible. I actually do really think that's possible.
My man, every time they do this, it takes 2 years. Why, man?
Well, I mean, there's the logistics of
James, my man, you're a smart man. Me and you, I know you because you know this stuff.
It's just the law, man. Marty, there's the law that says they have to give notification periods. They have
2 years.
To give a public hearing. That's all in the law.
Me and you could figure this out in a half hour. You know this, James. The homework's there, brother.
You can't get this done by the fall of 2026 now. That date has passed. Well, it's just not legally possible.
Yeah.
And we can take it out with the legislature, but between the logistics of it, it's just not possible. I hear you, man. I'm frustrated.
My man is so honest about this. All I'm saying is, if I'm in that, and someone says, you know, we can't get your kid algebra, screw it. What do you tell those parents?
I tell them, here are your options in the district that allow you to have algebra. Here are the schools that are offering it. If you can't get what you need here, here's where you can transfer. If you don't want to transfer, here are some other options that you have. We do have the options within this district to provide kids with what they need. That's the part that's frustrating to me, is like, we have everything we need to succeed by kids in Pittsburgh Public Schools. We just have to get the money and the resources aligned so that it happens. And I think the superintendent administration and the board did a lot of good work to show how that can happen. And now we got to finish the job. Yeah. And so that's what we're going to be working on. That's what we're going to be supporting. And that's what we're going to be pushing for, is let's get this done so our kids get what they need when they go to school.
Doesn't it irritate you that 70% of the teachers that teach there send their kids outside the district? Doesn't that irritate you?
I mean,
that's,
I don't know.
That's them saying they work at the restaurant. I don't eat here because the food sucks. That's what they're saying.
I don't know, Marty. You live in Lebo. Like, you send your kids there. It's a good school system for you, right? So
yeah.
I'm loath to like cast aspersions on where our teachers live.
No. But if I build Fords and I'm driving a Chevy, I ain't working at Ford long, brother. You know what I'm saying, James? Come on.
I hear you. I'm not trying to get in a fight with teachers right now. They're doing a good job. Working hard.
I love my man. Hey, my man, you're a hero. You're a warrior, and shoot straight.
No, I'm not. I appreciate the opportunity. I got
to
hop.
All right, man. Talk to you.
Thanks, Marty, for the opportunity.
Love the man. He tells the damn truth.
She loves it hot. He loves it cold. However you sleep, the pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Personalized temperatures keep you in deep sleep longer, so you wake up refreshed. Learn more at 8sleep.com.
You worked all day, kids just got home, everyone's hungry. Now what? I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa, and I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you meals that make dinner easy, like 15-minute salmon and tzatziki. These meals are quick and delicious, and you don't even need to subscribe in order to make them. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's ridiculous school district. It just is. I mean, there's a small portion that has a couple decent schools, but it's... there are schools where 20% of the kids, 20% are proficient in reading and math. There are schools where none of them are. None, zero. That's ignorant, man. I like James. He's a good man. He's a warrior. He's trying to make a difference. But they had this plan 2 friggin' years ago, man. And they chickened out. It's cowardly. It's, man. And you might think that I'm being a jerk. And in Jagoff, picking on the teachers. I'm not picking on the teachers. I know a bunch of them. They kick ass. They're really smart. A lot of them have PhDs. They work their asses off. They're so smart, they don't send their kids to the Pittsburgh public schools. My thing is this. And folks, these are real numbers. Like 70%+ up to 80% don't send their own kids to those schools. Huh? Huh? It's what I told James. I said, my man, they work at the restaurant, but they tell all their friends, yeah, the food here sucks. Come on. Uh-huh. It's horrible. It is. Took him 2 damn years. Oh, Patrick put a great, great graphic up there on the stream. 50% occupancy rate in these damn schools. Half of all the seats are empty. And these jagoffs didn't offer Algebra 1 to kids in 10 schools. Hell with that. Hell with that. And when I asked James, and again, I like him, what'd he say? Oh, you're going to have to ask the board about education alternatives. What the hell's that mean? What the hell's that mean? Huh? Here's who goes to the Pittsburgh public schools. Poor people and their kids. Prove me wrong, ma'am. A couple of wokesters, the far lefters, they say, I'm sending my kids to public schools. But, and to some of the arts magnet schools downtown, yeah, kind of. And kind of Alderdice, kind of. I was in Alderdice with Patrick. If I'm lying, I'm dying. It was like a 1930s prison, Patrick. It was gross.
You're not wrong.
It was gross. Yeah.
It does have that Shawshank kind of feel in those
it
hallways.
It does.
And I hate to say that.
No, you don't. Truth is the truth. Anyone that I know that has a nickel, cops will work extra jobs. They will not send their kids there. Firefighters, same thing. I ain't doing it. Here's the story I tell. When I was a young man, I grew up in Groovy Side, Shady Side. The high school of choice was Peabody. Peabody, it's any celebrity kind of, Highland Park kind of. It sucked. What do I mean? Fights, drugs, horrible grades, idiots beating on each other every day. When was that? 1978. If I'm lying, I'm dying. So do the math. 26 add 2. So we're what, Patrick? 50 years later?
And not much has changed.
You think? What sucks still sucks. You tell people in the Pittsburgh public schools that, and they give you that blank stare, like, I don't get it. No, I don't. I really don't get it. I don't, man. The school system that sucked 40 years ago sucks today. Hey, man, say Marty Griffin's a myopic rich guy whose kids will go to Mount Lebanon. Okay, fine. Assume that's true. Check the test scores. Pick a school. Any school. They're down under 20,000. They're closer to 17. It's a joke, ma'am. But the joke's on us because we're paying for this crap. And these poor parents that just want their kids to read and write. This crap. They had to take a vote to reopen the discussion about the discussion they had for 2 years to close the damn schools. And they curbed it. So annoying. And it's so expensive. Hey, you want to talk about cost? Average cost per student, Pittsburgh Public Schools, pushing 30,000 in that area. Fox Chapel, North Hills, Upper St. Clair, Mount Lebanon, 18. Go ahead. Tell me I'm a liar. Look up the numbers. I'm telling you, ma'am. It's a joke. It's broke. It's embarrassing, man. Frank, go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a comment. I'm in the car, and I just heard you commenting about all the trouble in the schools. I remember when I was in high school, I was within walking. I'm not going to mention the school.
It's all right.
But I was in walking distance of one of the Pittsburgh public schools.
Yeah.
My parents said, there ain't no way in hell you're going there. Friends of mine used to tell me there were fights 3-4 days a week.
Hold they on. All my friends got their ass kicked every day at Peabody. I went to Central.
Yeah.
We were poor, man. We were poor. Believe me, yeah. We were poor.
Yeah. Well, I went to North Catholic.
Well, then you
and
know.
I could have walked to this Pittsburgh public
school. Same with me.
School. My
Same
parents
with me.
Said, no way. I took 2 buses Same. To get to North Catholic.
Hold on, Frank.
But
here's
yeah,
what sucks.
They used to fist fight and
Frank,
throw bricks.
Frank, hold on. Forget the past. It still sucks today, man. Today.
Oh, I know. Wow. I would never send my kids, my girls are grown, but I would have never sent them to a public school. No way.
My man, we had guys, this is the truth. We had video from downtown, this is the truth, Frank, of these three morons, kids, running up on a guy who was passed out, he was high, in an alleyway downtown. This is true, Chuck. They went up to him, and they laughed about this, Chuck. They shot him in the face like 30 times with a pellet gun and laughed, Frank. They laughed about it, okay?
This is...
Hold on, Frank, hold on, hold on, let me finish. They were Brashear students, and Frank, within 2 days of that incident, they were in school walking the halls. I'm serious, Frank. This is what we got.
This is like you would be writing a novel about some dystopian society in the future where
right
everybody's
on.
A monster
Thunderdome.
And stuff like that, but it's real.
It's real. It's every day. And Frank, 80% of the teachers don't send their kids there, huh? Come on, Frank.
Yeah. What's that tell you?
Hey, Frank, it's like the owner of the restaurant coming up and whispering in your, hey, man, you got to leave. My food sucks.
Right? Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
No, it's a great story, and he's right. Now, everybody thinks, I don't like the Pittsburgh public schools. You know what? You're right. You're right, man.
Hey, big guy, can I say something real
quick?
Yeah,
quick.
I'm not from here.
Right.
But I don't hear anybody calling in defending the Pittsburgh public schools.
Oh, because they know, man. They can't handle it. They know.
That can't be right.
Hey, my man.
Like, I mean.
Listen to this, Trevin.
Nobody
this is true.
Calling.
Vince, 80% of the kids, 80%, brother, that graduate from Pittsburgh public schools need remedial math and English classes to get into CCAC. Trevin?
Understood. I hear you.
But, it's bad, bro.
And I'm thinking, is there a lack of communication between as to what has to happen to develop the schools? What's going on with Pittsburgh public schools? If you're a parent, if you're a student, why aren't you calling up to defend the Pittsburgh public school?
It's actually fascinating, his point. And I'm gonna tell this to you. And T knows this because we used to use her on this topic all the time. Go to a youth football game in the city on the weekends. There are 500 parents. Go to a parent-teacher conference at the schools. There are 5 parents. Checking out, bro.
That's a problem.
It's a problem.
She loves it hot, he loves it cool. The Pod by 8 Sleep is a smart mattress cover that fits on your bed and keeps each side at the perfect temperature all night long. By staying comfortably warm or cool, the Pod helps you sleep deeper and wake up feeling more rested. Every morning, you get daily health insights and a sleep fitness score. However you sleep, the Pod by 8 Sleep adapts to you. Try it at 8sleep.com.
Hi, I'm Melissa Benishai, CEO and co-founder of Baked by Melissa. As a mom, I find deciding what to make for dinner the hardest decision of my day. That's why I'm partnering with Blue Apron to bring you delicious and nutritious dinners that are quick and easy like your mom. Just kidding. Your mom's amazing. Get 35% off your first order at Blue Apron with promo code Melissa. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more. Okay, love you. Bye.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster? I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet nibbles after his untimely end.
This is very strange.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I got to do something cool. We have this warm-a-thon. What is it next? Is it Thursday, Patrick? Next Thursday? Yeah, the 12th. And my boys, they're just so cool. They're so generous, and they step up and do amazing things. I've been friends with Jerry Nasseri for, I don't know, 20 years. And I'm going to tell you how we met. It's a true story. This special needs, remember these brothers, Patrick? They were special needs. They were living in a house where the roof had completely collapsed. And Jerry's wife got a letter from them, and it ripped her heart out. And my man went in there and put that roof was 40 grand, man. It was a disaster. Oh my God, Patrick, they had swimming pools in their house with crap in them.
Multiple baby pools catching water.
I wanted to grab Jerry real quick this morning. He's with NASCO Roofing. Jerry, how are you, brother?
Hi, good afternoon, Marty.
Once again, Jerry steps up and participates in this program and offers this wonderful opportunity for folks to have a roof because he loves people and taking care of people. Why is that important to you, sir, at NASCO?
Well, as a business in the community, we try to be basically a part of the community and help as much as we can. And unfortunately, we can't help everybody, but we try to do our share. So we as a team, NASCO's team, we try to get involved and help as much as we can. And we were glad that in a few cases that you have mentioned, we got involved and were able to be of some help to the families.
It's unbelievable. So Jerry went on my brother's roof a couple years ago. They had the ice dam. And then our gutters collapsed, and they repaired them in this craziness. Jerry, what are you seeing now, my man, with your roofers in this crazy weather?
Well, a lot of your listeners in this area are experiencing quite a bit of ice dams and on flat roofs, a lot of drains frozen. So a lot of roof-related issues. And unfortunately, there isn't a whole lot that anybody can do. Our advice is try not to deal with them. With any problem, roof-related problem, yourself, and call a professional. And quite frankly, even the professionals aren't able to do a whole lot. So we kind of pretty much recommend that to wait as much as you can and kind of deal with any internal issues you're having the best you can till the weather breaks a little bit.
Hey, Jerry, to your point, this is a true story. My neighbor has a slanted driveway. I'm serious. There's a ladder open in the damn driveway, and he's climbing the ladder last night to go on the roof. Jerry, how dangerous is that, brother?
That is literally a suicide mission. Even if his driveway was flat with no slope, still It is a suicide mission. Even professionals really dealing with roof issues and getting up on the roof with all the snow we have, it is definitely not a good idea at all. It's not safe. It's not recommended. It's not OSHA approved. So I would simply recommend that please stay away from climbing on the roof and trying to kind of deal with the ice buildup the best that you can. Please do not.
Oh, my gosh, Jerry. NASCO Roofing. Jerry, you really can't do anything till stuff starts to thaw, right?
Absolutely. Really, the best thing is just be proactive for next season or as soon as this weather breaks. Having a balanced attic with proper insulation
nice.
That doesn't let the heat from the house to rise to the attic and melt the snow on the roof. It is a huge help. It just keeps that snow on the roof and doesn't melt it and, create a roof, roof dams, ice dams, really. And another thing that the heated cables on the eaves
yes.
Close to gutter and the valleys,
yes.
that also would help as well. But obviously, it's too late to do them now. Just has to be done when the weather is appropriate.
Jerry found a leak on our flat roof and fixed it. No one else could find. But the insulation issue in the attic is spot on. The heated cables, spot on. And Jerry, tell them, stay the hell off your roof, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have had professionals, some professionals actually attempting to do basically some repair or remedy the situation, and there has been reports of a serious injury. So absolutely, in no way, shape, or form, you should be trying to deal with ice dam issues on your roof. Call a professional, and I'm sure professionals are going to make some recommendations and not really be able to do anything that's going to add up to much of a solution at this point with this weather condition.
Jerry Nasiri, so NASCO. Thanks, away. Brother. Appreciate you, my man.
Thank you.
Man, I ain't getting up on no roof. Huh? No. Right? Merry hours. You know what Mary does to break up the ice? She sings. And the vibrato... Mary, in the vibrato, it breaks up the ice. Is that true, Mary?
Absolutely. Why not?
Mary, stop the madness. It's cold as hell again and getting worse tonight, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. It depends what you want to categorize as worse, because this weekend is going to be even worse. So it's going to get even colder. So I'm just kind of taking it as tomorrow. It's still not going to be bad in the teens. We have another day in the 20s. And then snow on Friday could pick up about 2 to 3 inches. Of course, the higher elevations, ridges of Westmoreland, Fayette will get more, and Gary County, Maryland, ski slopes, all of that. And then temperatures will fall through the day on Saturday. So Saturday at midnight, we start off in the teens. We end with our actual low temperature either at 0 or 1 degree or 1 below.
Whoa.
And we'll still be at like 1 below for our actual low temperature Sunday. But then after that, it looks so much better. But I mean, we're looking at about 17 days in a row of temperatures at 32 degrees or colder. And then once we get into, it looks like Tuesday, we may make it to the 40s. And then temperatures are trending above average. So there's hope.
Wow. Have you ever seen anything this bad in your career here?
The snowstorm that we just had, that was the biggest I've ever covered. In terms of cold, I feel like every winter's always really cold to me. The only thing that really stands out to me was Christmas when we had those wind chills like 25 to 30 below. That was in like 2022. So that was really, really cold. But I feel like this deep freeze that we're in, I just feel like it's not breaking. So it's just been miserable.
Sucks. Mary, thank you.
No problem.
Oh. Lance O'Brien. MediConnect. Before we get to that, have you had issues, busted pipes, crazy stuff?
Not this winter, but I have in the past. But no, I mean, I'm over this all, though.
Yeah,
100% over it. Yes. I mean, I did just look at the weather forecast while she was talking, and after we get past Friday, it looks like we got some 40s coming our way, which is kind of nice.
What's happening with your business in The ever-evolving landscape, sir.
Yeah, so we're in the middle of the OEP right now, you know.
Explain what that is, please.
OEP is the open enrollment period. It's a time of year where people who have Medicare Advantage plans, they're allowed to actually review their coverage. So say, you know, Marty, someone back in October, November, for whatever reason, didn't look at their coverage, and they get to the new year and they go to the pharmacy and their meds or whatever are a lot more, or they've had health changes. If they have a Medicare Advantage plan, they are not locked in for the rest of the year. They can actually review their coverage. So we're doing a lot with that. We're still helping a lot of people whose plans were terminated and they, you know, didn't get coverage by the first. So we're still dealing with quite a few people like that. One of the things that's really interesting, though, Marty, is last week we started talking about the advance notice.
Yes, yes.
Document that comes out by CMS and basically is written by lawyers, and it's for people that, you know, like this stuff enough to read 200-page documents. But one of the things as I've been diving into it more that I found very interesting is there's a proposal in this year's advance notice to create a special enrollment period.
Oh.
If someone's doctor leaves the network of the plan that they're in.
Oh.
This is actually a big deal.
Oh.
Because what we're seeing with Medicare Advantage plans specifically is that some of the doctors are having challenges getting the reimbursement rates that they want, so they're leaving the networks. Well, when they leave the network, The beneficiary is stuck in that plan.
Hell yeah.
Right? So what they basically have to do is they have to forego seeing that doctor.
Wow.
Or wait to the next year to change to a plan. Now, again, I just want to be absolutely clear. This is a proposal to allow a special enrollment period if someone's doctor leaves the network of the plan.
That would be big, though, brother.
It would be huge.
It would mean, too, that they give a damn about consumers.
It is more consumer-focused, yeah. And I think it's really good for that reason. Now, I will also say I could see this being abused, right? Kind of where people just, I'm going to that doctor, but he's not in network anymore, and trying to find a way to use it. But if it's used as it's intended, I actually think this is fantastic for the consumer.
To so many of these points, though, man, we get loyal to our doctor, and if they leave, you kind of go haywire.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've been doing this over 10 years now, and I can tell you this unequivocally, people would much rather change their insurance than change their doctor.
Hell yeah.
They don't want to give up the people they trust.
No.
That they've been seeing for years, that have helped them through other situations. So this is something we'll be closely monitoring. There's comments coming back now from various groups through the end of February, and then final decision on this is going to come out April 6th.
You've kind of saved my ass a couple times and helped me talk through the Warmathon because my voice blows up. Why is it so important to you to get involved with the Warmathon?
Yeah, as you know, we're sponsoring again this year. Yep. And for me, it comes down to we sit across the table with the seniors of our counties, nice. Allegheny, Butler, Beaver, all the surrounding counties, and we know what they're living on.
Sure.
We know how they're trying to stretch dollars, just trying to make sure that they can make all the widgets, if you will, work. And we know it's a challenge for them. So for us, being involved in getting the word out, I'll be here next week to make our donation that we make every year. We just think it's a big deal. I mean,
let me read this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking here. So Chad Quinn, who's my man, with all energy. Listen to this. We spent $2 million more so far this year over last year. We made up $1 million in donations, but we're $1 million in the hole. I said, can you make it up? He goes, no, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, and again, I think it comes down to what's become a very big buzzword in our current climate of politics and life is affordability.
Yeah, man.
Right? So many other things are stretching the affordability limits, right? That people are having to be like, what do I eliminate or what do I decrease? Instead of having my heat on 70, I now have to have it on 60?
No, it's true.
Right? Like they're going through those really challenging situations because of affordability. So again, you know, we can't, I love the quote by Mother Teresa. She said, most people can't change the world, but they can change somebody's world. Right?
We see it on the show live every day. We spend an hour on people making a difference in this marketplace live. Can you hang?
Yep.
Right back. thing about Lance that he has in common with me is that we kind of live this stuff. In other words, I'm in the house with no heat. We're in the food pantry with no food. We're there when the woman's crying because her pipes burst. So you live it. And so to Lance's point about the warm-a-thon, the reason why is because they get the calls, quite frankly, at MediConnect. And you see the struggle. My thing is, I'm seeing all these different rates going up for scripts and plans. How are folks going to manage? What's your vibe?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's really only a couple options that they have, right?
Yeah.
You know, and frankly, one of them's okay if they can find it, which the first one is, can they find something else that still provides them the same coverage? But
can they?
In some cases, yes. When we move somebody from one plan to another, generally the biggest savings we find them is in their prescriptions.
Oh, give me an example.
You got to think about it. There's 70 plans,
whoa,
right?
Whoa, so, still?
Still. There's still 70 plans in most of the surrounding counties. So one of the biggest mistakes people make in selecting their health care, and this is no dig at the carriers because
we
have great relationships, is they call the carrier directly.
Hold on. This is so brilliant. Why, Lance?
Well, because during their working years, maybe they had, and again, I think I'm okay doing this, they had UPMC their whole life, or they had Highmark their whole life.
No, this is true, yeah.
Right, so when they transfer to Medicaid, they're just like, well, Highmark's always been good to me, UPMC's always been good to me, and they just call that carrier directly, right? And they're like, I'm ready for Medicare, enroll me in a plan. Oh, the percentages of people that do this is crazy. So what happens is, again, the person that's answering the phone, they're offering them the best plan that they have available. The problem is if that company has 10 plans that they're offering and they're 70, they've seen such a small piece of the pie of what is actually available to them. Right. So where the ability to actually potentially save money is looking at all the other options.
They're going to what they trust.
And they're thinking, this has always been good for me. It's still going to be good for me. And again, is it necessarily hurting them? Maybe not.
Hold on, though. As an example, this is why I love them. You have the same insurance company for 30 years, pay the same rates. Then you call another one, you're like, damn, we just saved $1,500, right?
Yes.
Same thing.
Yeah, honestly, I liken it a lot to the games they play with cable.
Yes.
Right? Like I go and I sign up for Dish Network or DirecTV and I get this introductory rate if you can, right?
True.
And then what happens over a couple of years? Boom, 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 boom.
True.
And before you know it, you're paying what you were paying
with the last one.
Right. So then you have to go to another one to find savings. And it's a little bit different because there are set models for formularies
and
stuff. But the problem is when you never really look at your options, all you're doing is most likely putting yourself in a position where there's going to be
increases.
Yes. Yep. You got it. So that's why I think it's monumentally important. I mean, one of the things that I'm really interested in.
They don't chase the buck at MediConnect. They chase the best deal. That's a fact, not a marketing tag. It's a fact.
Yeah, and again, we're happy to, if we talk to someone and meet with them and we are able to confirm the plan they're in is the best one, you're in the best plan. You stay
exactly where you're at, right?
No, you're right. Like one of the things I'm really interested in is what the news that's coming out around PACE and PACENET. Because to your point, you had asked, how can people save money? Well, there is this state pharmaceutical program. It's funded by the lottery. Yeah. So every time somebody buys a lottery ticket, a certain amount of money goes to fund PACE and PACENET, which helps Pennsylvanians over the age of 65 who are on Medicare to actually get help with their prescriptions.
Oh, cool.
The rate to qualify for that has not changed in like 5 or 6 years,
which,
you know, the cost of living has changed probably more dramatically in the last 5 or 6 years than any time that we can remember. Right. So there is a proposal that is out there where a single individual right now, in order to qualify for PACENET, the maximum they can make is $33,500. Marty, they're actually proposing raising that to $45,000. And I think you get into that $45,000 for a single individual, it is going to open up the doorway for tens of thousands of Pennsylvanians to now get assistance with their prescriptions. And let me tell you what happens here. If they qualify for that program, Marty, for a brand name medication, the most that they can pay is $15.
Whoa!
$15.
It's great info. My man, Lance O'Brien, my favorite Irishman. Peace.
could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Kansas City Proton Institute, we're delivering the future of cancer care with state-of-the-art proton therapy right here in KC. If you have breast, head and neck, or brain cancer, proton therapy may be a better treatment than conventional radiation. Don't wait. Get your second opinion at Kansas City Proton Institute. Come see Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced proton therapy team. Learn more at kcpi.com. Kansas City Proton Institute, where you see the best in KC.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.